Good morning. Have you ever gotten so familiar with a verse that you quit reading it and you simply start to read it from memory? This morning's scripture is one of those. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. This is one of those twin metaphors that Jesus uses to speak into the disciples' identity. First one was spoken of yesterday. It was salt. And today is light. You know, with all the advancements of science and technology, man still has a lot of questions about the essence and the nature of light. But one thing for sure, when it comes to the Bible, light is positive. You can say it is that which is divine, inspired, or refers to truth. I think it's interesting that in the scripture, I often think that you are the light of the world should have said you are the light of the kingdom of God, or you are the light to the world. I've never thought about it much, but when we just meditate on the word, these little nuances become noticeable. I have always assumed that this world was not my friend. So when the scripture says that you are the light of the world, it calls me to pause and meditate upon this scripture. I see myself not as the light of this world, but I see myself more as a light for this world of darkness. You see, 1 John talks about darkness as in that which is opposite of knowing God, nor walking with God. Light, on the other hand, is knowing God and walking in accordance to His presence in your life. So, let's epoche just for a moment. Let's dig into this verse as if we've never read it before. You know, the first thing I notice is this, that when Jesus is speaking about salt, He uses the word earth, not world. And earth would translate fertile land. But when He comes to speaking about light, He uses the word world, harmonious arrangement, order, government. So obviously there is a distinction here. Where salt is seen as a weed killer, preservative, purifier, and an amplifier of flavor, light goes in another direction. Could it be that letting our light so shine, maybe that we draw attention to all harmonious arrangements that work and they look like systems that would advance human dignity and at the same time advance God's kingdom? I am not asking you to replace the traditional thought connected to this verse, but maybe we need to see this as a calling to celebrate harmonious arrangements that are already a part of our life. Just a thought.